Collingwood Today welcomes letters to the editor at erica@collingwoodtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letters were sent in response to an article about an upcoming public meeting about the public space portion of the Terminals Point development plans on November 27 and a letter to the editor suggesting more public input should be sought on the main building for the development. I could not agree more with the letter by Rhino Stradiotto, published November 26, 2024. It seems apparent that only those capable of paying far more than the average citizen can afford for a condo are to have a view or access to our waterfront. We seem to be one of a very small number of communities selling off its waterfront to the highest bidder. Shame on this council. Anne Marie Inglis, Collingwood, Ont. And the development of an exclusive waterfront continues. By building a luxury condominium at the terminals, the town allows for developers to cement, literally and figuratively, one of the last pieces public access to the water as an elite-only area. That was already done with the shipyards, the hideous building now under construction next to Rexall, and what is slated to join it at that water's edge. Do we really need to create more unsightly, luxury, only buildings that the few can access yet the rest have to endure by having their views and access cut off? Corinne Bassett, Collingwood, Ont.